So be in fear of me alone. None besides Allah has the ability to harm you. Yes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone is able to punish. And He would be punishing people for shirk. So fear Him alone and avoid shirk. فَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ means fear Allah means avoid shirk. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And to Him alone belongs whatever is in the heavens and on earth. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا And perpetual subservience and worship is due to Him alone. So if subservience is due to Him alone, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ Will you then still fear others besides Allah and offer worship to them? وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ And just as there is no one besides Him who ought to be feared, there is no one besides Him to place one's hopes in. Because وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ Whatever blessings and ni'mah you may have, فَمِنَ اللَّهِ It is all from Allah. ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ Then when you are struck with distress, فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْعَرُونَ It is Him whom you turn to and plead for help. So by resorting to Allah, ultimately, your action establishes that Tawheed is the truth and idols and partner gods are false. ثُمَّ إِذَا كَشَفَ الضُّرَّ عَنْكُمْ Then when He relieves you of your distress, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ Then a group of them, who unfortunately happen to be the majority, return to ascribing partners with Allah. So when they are in distress, they turn to Allah. When Allah relieves them, they go back to shirk. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ Displaying sheer ingratitude for what we have granted them and for the relief that we have provided to them from their distress. فَتَمَتَّعُوا So let them enjoy themselves for a while. In the shirk, in kufr. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ You will soon come to know the consequences of your actions when death comes to you. وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Ayah 56 And from their practices of shirk is, they apportion a share of what we have provided for them, for the false gods. لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Whom they really have no knowledge or proof of them being deities. Details of this appear in Surah An'am, Ayah 136. We've done that already. Tallahi, tallahi, by the oath of Allah, latus'alunna. You will surely be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, amma kuntum taftaroon, about that which you are fabricating. Ayah 57, wayaj'aluna. And another belief of shirk is, wayaj'aluna lillahi al-banat. They assign daughters to Allah. Subhanahu, glory be to Him. How absurd is that? وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ And added to that is that for them is that which they are very desirous of, and that is sons. They like sons, they hate daughters. What they hate? So they prefer sons and they hate daughters. So what they dislike for themselves, they attribute it to Allah. And they say that the angels are the daughters of Allah. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Ayah 58, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى When any of them is given news of the birth of a daughter, he becomes so infuriated and upset. ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدَّ His face darkens with grief. وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ And he is filled with gloom. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ In his shame, he hides himself away from his people. مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ Because of the bad news that has been given to him. And he is possessed with mixed thoughts. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونَ Should he keep her and ignore his shame? أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ Or should he bury her alive into the sand? أَلَىٰ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Alas, how terrible is their judgment for attributing offspring to Allah and attributing such offspring which they are ashamed to have. And they have no reason to be ashamed of having daughters. How terrible is their judgment. لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ مَثَلُ السَّوْءِ Those who do not believe in the hereafter, theirs is the worst description and condition. They are steeped in darknesses and sheer ignorance in this world. And in the hereafter they will be humiliated and punished. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى And to Allah applies the highest attributes of perfection, not that which the polytheists prescribe for him. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزِ And he is exalted in might, he may punish them immediately in this world if he wishes. But he is Al-Hakim, Al-All-Wise too, and he has chosen to postpone punishment for the afterlife. Let's recite this passage of the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون وله ما في السماوات والأرض وله الدين واصبا أفغير الله تتقون وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله ثم إذا مسكم الضر فإليه تجأرون ثم إذا كشف الضر عنكم إذا فريق منكم بربهم يشركون ليكفروا بما آتيناهم فتمتعوا فسوف تعلمون ويجعلون لما لا يعلمون نصيبا مما رزقناهم تالله لتسألن عما كنتم تفترون ويجعلون لله البنات سبحانه ولهم ما يشتهون وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم يتوارى من القوم من سوء ما بشر به أيمسكه على هون أم يدسه في التراب ألا ساء ما يحكمون للذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة مثل السوء ولله المثل الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.